Want to know why Chima Moneki needs to be on your roster? Why Tarik Biberovic is due for a breakout game? And hear from the overall global leader in the Euro Cup Fantasy Challenge. All that and more are coming up now. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 4 of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. As always, I am one of your co-hosts, Frankie Saxton, and joined by Javier Gantedo and Vasily Karamuza.
Well, Frankie, first of all, congratulations on being the overall leader of the EuroCup Fantasy Challenge. It's quite an achievement. It's only round 3, but still, I mean, everybody's behind you.
It is only round 3, but I will take it even for one round, considering it hasn't happened before.
Javi is way too nice to you now, but before the recording, Ron needs us to remind you of your place in the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast, which is why we are all here, Frankie.
I think the reason that he didn't want to bring it up now is because I pointed out when he said it beforehand that I'm still ahead of him.
Yes. In one of 3 teams, yes, it happens to be in the one I'm using for this podcast, but... Anyway, we'll see. It's going to be a fun week. It's only a single round week. There's a lot of storylines, lots of things to talk about, so we can take it away, right? First, Vasiliki, who's the winner of our fantasy podcast private league?
Well, 2 guys from Greece, apparently, obviously, like it always happens. Babis Kornezos and Mike Papagiorgiou were the private league winners for round 4 and round 5. Congratulations, guys. Keep going. Keep making Greece proud.
There seems to be something in the water in Greece that is helping everybody with the fantasy challenge, because among the 3 of us, Vasiliki, you're also atop.
Yes, I'm doing my inner Ergin Ataman right now. while I'm still ahead of you guys, even though one of my rounds was terrible, thanks to Sharunas Yusikevicius, and the minus 20 I had. I didn't see that loss from Dubai coming, especially that big one. But this happens. You know how crucial it is to get the right coach, and this time I didn't. But thankfully, I was a little bit better in round 5, and I'm still ahead of you.
So since we're talking about Greece, we have some fantasy news to discuss, right?
Yes. First of all, Olympiacos can be and Yoros Barzokas can be more relaxed because now they have back both Evan Fournier and Thomas Wokup. They played in the domestic league, not great numbers, but they put on the minutes and they will have a few practices before they play this Friday. Both the Greek teams are playing on Friday, and that gives Panathinaikos also time to see what's happening with Rishon Holmes. He only played for 90 seconds in the domestic league game against Kolossos in Rhodes. He had some discomfort in his abductor. So as of time, we're recording on Monday. We don't know yet what's his status, but be aware, because if he's out, then Omer Yurtseven certainly becomes a good option, because he will have a lot of minutes on the court and because he has been playing much, much better lately for the Greens.
So here's the catch. As you correctly pointed out, these games are on Friday, which gives Holmes, let's say, plenty of time to rest, and it gives Walkup and Fournier also extra time to get the rust off. However, because Maccabi plays Real Madrid on Wednesday night, you only have until Wednesday to make these decisions. So we may not have all the information in the Panathinaikos case. In the Olympiacos case, I have to say, for me, the takeaway is no more Tyler Dorsey on my roster.
No more?
Interesting.
At the beginning of the season, Tyler and Evan both played together and Dorsey was great. So I'm not sure that's the takeaway you need to have.
There's just limited minutes to go around, there's only one basketball. I just don't think that Tyler will be able to put up those type of the numbers he's had so far with both of these guys back.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
Well, and speaking on Greek players, the bad news, very bad news of the last week was that Georgios Papagiannis is going to be out for the season. God will soon, Big Papa, we'll miss you. Also, Archenos Mani is going to be out for several weeks. So all of a sudden, players like, for instance, Kai Jones becomes, more relevant for fantasy managers, right?
Well, Kai Jones for sure, but I think you have to dig a little bit deeper because Kai Jones can't play 40 minutes and... He's not their only center, but he's their only healthy center who's played so far. So who else is going to play at center and what value? Bryce Desert, I don't know. Roland Schmitz, a couple minutes at center.
Roland Smith, I like Roland Smith a lot. He's really cheap in the game. He's really experienced. And when he's given playing time, he usually gets big numbers. So I don't know, Basiliki, are you taking your chances with Efes or not really?
First of all, I want to take this chance and also wish a speedy recovery to Big Papa. It was really sad to watch him go down last week, and I hope he will get the support and the love he needs to get back stronger. I'm not taking Maurice with Kai Jones, even though Fener doesn't have very strong options at the center position. I'm not sure yet how well he has adapted. Smith's might be a better option, but since we're talking about the Turkish Derby, I'm sorry, I'm always thinking of Greece. Since we're talking about the Turkish Derby, I'm not quite sure I would go with more of the superstars of the teams rather than the backup options.
The related question here is, we're talking about Fenerbahce also. Do you want to go with their centers, seeing the weakness that Efes may have in its front line?
If Efes was playing with another team that had a really great option for center, I would definitely go there. But right now, I'm not really sure who that can be for Fener. Like, Birch is not playing that much. Melly is playing minutes at both 4 and 5. So who you should get? I don't know.
Armando Bacco also returned in the Turkish League yesterday, so maybe he's an option.
Yeah, but is he ready for that? I don't know. He was out for a long time. He played in a Turkish Derby and now another Turkish Derby in a few days. He's new to the league. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's difficult. Out of the three, I would pick Nick Melli out of experience, basically. But I'm going to stay away from that. Well, I'm not staying away, and it's of, well, Baskonia's injury situation. Jane Forrest and Marcus Howard are out. Kuruks is so-so, and Samanich had the flu and missed a domestic game this weekend. That means that there are a couple of players who are really interesting. The one that I really like is Hami Diallo, has been playing fantastic the entire season, but also Timothy Luau-Cabarrot has been really solid. And these two options I really like for fantasy, especially in a week with unlimited trades in which we can add new players that we didn't consider first. Do you like any of them, guys?
I like Diallo, and I think I recommended TLC last week and on the website also. I think they're both strong options, but I don't think that the injuries necessarily give them that much of a boost. I like them both in general. The question is, who's going to handle the ball? And I don't know the answer to that yet.
Jared Harper of Hapoel Jerusalem. You only think about the Euro Cup, I know that, so that's why I'm giving you advice. No, just kidding. And also Partizan with Shake Milton out. I really, really, really like Carly Jones. I couldn't afford him. I've been trying to find ways to fit into my team, but I couldn't. And I don't know. Also, Sterling Brown has not been playing well, and this could be a breakout game against Paris. So I don't know. These two players, out of the two, would you pick any of them, Basiliki?
I would go back to Baskonia and pick TLC. I wanted both him and Diallo, but I went with TLC because he was a little bit cheaper. I don't know about Partizan. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game against Paris. Carly Jones has been leading the team, also Tyreek Jones. So if I would pick someone for Partizan, I would go for these two.
So let's talk a little about the takeaways from last week's games. Last week, Vasiliki asked you a couple questions about Kendrick Nunn and his injury and whether he'll be back. We mentioned that Kendrick Nunn has a lot of nicknames, right? There's Home Nunn, there's New Contract Nunn, there's MVP Nunn. Now there's also Negative Nunn.
Negative Nunn. That's horrible. That's a horrible nickname, man.
It is a horrible nickname, so we will not be using it. But I'm sorry for those who had him as a captain last week, because obviously there were people who had none and trusted him to be their captain. He didn't have a pretty good game against Efes, even though Panathinaikos managed to get a very comfortable win. He missed a couple of shots. He had 3 fouls in the first quarter or at the beginning of the second. So his minutes decreased drastically. I don't know if that can happen again, but also Panathinaikos is not playing at home, so we're not talking about Home Nunn. right now. We will see. We will see. I'm not sure about the situation.
No, I personally would not worry about none, but if there is a player right now who I might worry about who has been a superstar and all EuroLeague player, it's Facundo Campazzo.
Yeah, well, Campazzo has not been seeing the playing time he used to. I think it's a new with a new coach and a new strategy. He's kind of struggling to adjust, but don't worry, Campazzo will be back, and this could be a good opportunity against Maccabi to prove his value. I'm sure that by the end of the year, Campazzo will be at his usual standards of well excellence, let's say. To me, he's still one of the best point guards in Europe, in the EuroLeague, and probably in the world.
It's never a slight at the players or their talent. Sometimes it's a fit, as you correctly assess. There's a new coach, things are different, and he's not able to provide. And when it comes to the fantasy, it's not just the player's talent, but the production is giving you for the price that you're paying. So for me, I think the Nun thing is a fluke, and play people that have can afford to even go safely and get Nun again this week. Campazzo, I would stay away from him for a while until we start seeing some big games because he is not a cheap player.
And what about Carson Edwards? He had a fantastic week. He had 60 points in 24 and 36. Is he a solid option, or what do you think?
With scorers, there's always some risk to a different level, right? But you can't expect them. He doesn't give you a whole lot of anything else. He's not racking up the assists, the rebounds, the steals. So it's really the points. When he's red hot, though, he doesn't give you a lot of points like he did last week. And he's not highly priced, but that's the case often with great scorers because a bad shooting night and it could hurt you. But yeah, when a guy's red hot, ride him.
Very well.
Keep in mind that Virtus is playing Panathinaikos this week. A lot of backcourt options. I think their main priority will be to stop Carson.
Well, enough about last week. Let's go into the upcoming round, shall we?
The main point looking at this round is that there's 10 teams tied for third place with 3-2 records.
Yeah. A very tight race for the MVP of the month, also. But we'll talk about it probably next week. But yeah, it's only Hapoel and Panathinaikos are ahead with 4-1. But there are 10 teams with 3-2. It's unbelievably close this yearly.
So, what games are you looking forward to the most this week, Javi?
Teams in general or games? What do you mean?
Games. What game are you? Can you not wait to see?
Fantasy wise, it's Partizan Paris. Every time that Paris is involved, you know there's a lot of points, and that means a lot of fantasy points, and that's where my eyes are going to be. Of course, you can ignore the fact that Bezenkov had 45 points against Bayern Munich last season, and he's going to SAP Garden. That's going to be a special game for fantasy. I don't know. Also, I like Maccabi against Real Madrid. I like the fact that there's one game on Wednesday that gives you three options as captain. And I would encourage people to at least go for one good player in that game, because if you get lucky, then you're set for at least for one good player in your lineup. Maybe if you're really good for the captain. So those are my three games of the run. Vasiliki, are you looking forward to anything in particular?
The Turkish Derby. I don't know if that's a good fantasy game, but I don't know. Like the derbies are always special, and I want to see these two teams battling. Obviously, the games that the Greek teams are playing, and fantasy wise, I would not reveal yet because that will give out a lot of information about my team. But yeah.
I have a feeling that after that game, we're going to be kicking ourselves. Maybe Vasiliki won't, but the rest of some others of us might be kicking ourselves saying, why didn't we see this coming? There is value to be had there, but I can't yet figure it out, especially with the big man rotation. Things are a little weird, and I'm going to look back and say, why didn't I see that coming? Whether it's going to be Ron Schmitz or somebody, that there's value to be had. I like that. I'm intrigued by the Apoel against Monaco game. I'm intrigued by the Micic against Mike James matchup. And
Did
another
Manolo
match
to do this?
also as well, yeah. I think that's an exciting game to watch. And also I think it's worth noting that we spoke about Nun earlier. So Nun is going back to Bologna where he's played twice and he's won the game both times with 2 years ago, in his first time there, he'd scored 20
Yeah.
something points. Last year, he scored the game winner. I don't know if it's going to come down to the wire, but it's a place he's played well. So Maybe Bologna Nun is another guy.
That'd be cool. No, talking about Hapoel, I think it's Elijah Bryan is going to have a monster game. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I think he matches up well against everybody. They probably have to put Diallo on him. I don't know. It's I see good things happening for Elijah Bryan this week.
I have a question about this game, but I will ask both of you for your opinions when I tell you my trades.
Okay. Javi, what do you have there on the desk in front of you?
Ooh, I have a pack of Prism cards by Panini. The highest quality, they told me. That's why we got so many good options last week. But
I think for Christmas, I'm going to buy you a card collector's album. So you can.
yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. They say that there are also signed cards inside here. But we're going to find out because I didn't open. I'm going to open it right here in front of everybody. And I'm going to go one by one. Okay. First, we have the Greek giant, Giannis Bourousis. Yeah, all year league in with Baskonia. They were so close to win the Final Four. It's unbelievable. You tell me, because I'm taking it without looking. Who's this?
Wade Baldwin.
Oh, Wade Baldwin. Okay, well.
EuroLeague champion, current EuroLeague champion.
Yeah, yeah. It would be, maybe it would be good luck. I have this is a Kirilenko card, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're getting all the good stuff.
Yeah, but this is number 225 only. There's only 25 in the world.
That is pretty sweet. You've got all the luck with your cards.
Yes.
I'm getting better than, and I'm getting all of, this is one of my favorite players in the world. Nikos Thesis, I'm keeping this one. We're good friends.
You're keeping everything. Why do you tell us all the time?
I give it away to the team that is doing this because I'm not giving away. Sorry, guys. Nikos Thesis is a good friend. I'll probably give it to him when I see him.
Yes.
And finally, we have Vincent Poirier. Get well soon, Vince.
Yeah.
Well, that's the pack of cards this week.
Not always bad at all.
Always good stuff from Panini.
It's unbelievable.
So if you are feeling lucky like Javi and you want to get some of these special edition cards, click right now on the QR code that you should see on the screen. We're giving away packs at the end of the month. So click and they'll show you doubtless different ways to gain entries. I do it every day. I have over 80 entries already. I bet that Javi does also. And you too, that's lucky, right?
Yes. But
this is so cool. So cool. It's unbelievably cool. And it's Kirilenko. I mean, we have to find him to get it signed, right?
Yes, definitely.
Totally.
Nice excuse to get a trip to Russia.
Well, maybe he'll come to the Final Four. Who knows?
So one of the big additions to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge this year is the Trophy Cup, which starts this week. I believe the top, how many? 128,000 players?
Exactly. Correct.
That's right. They've been divided up into 8,000 groups of 16 teams per group. And now, for the next 15 rounds, if you've made it, and all three of us have made it, you will play the other 15 players in your group head-to-head. You'll get wins and losses based on the head-to-head. And the best two teams from each group on those wins and losses, plus the best 384 third-place teams, advance to the knockout stages. So the big question is, will this affect your strategy at all when you're making your teams?
I can go first. No, it won't, because I think that if you play well, you'll get better results. That's the purpose of it all, right? Playing well, getting a lot of points. Sometimes you'll get lucky and sometimes you get unlucky. Like you can get 200 points, but if the person who is playing against you or the manager who's playing against you gets to have 205, that's a loss. Same, if you have a bad week, but somebody has it worse and plays against you, then you get a point. So I guess that the better you play, the more chances you have to win. And that's what
this,
we should go
This is true in general, but on Thursday nights or the whenever the last, heading into the last night of a round, you know, of a turn, a normal week, let's say a Thursday night, you'll already see who your opponent is. You'll see who he has remaining. You'll see his lineup.
Ah.
And you have to beat him to get that win.
Am I going to
gamble with this guy? Am I going to play it safe? And it can affect your strategy. So if you're going to go all in on the Trophy Cup, that's something to consider. And I think that there will be times that's something worth, like you're observing, Javi, go for the most points possible, but there may be times you want to play it safe because it'll guarantee you winning the Trophy Cup.
Interesting.
That means you also have to be cautious with your own trades. When do you sub your players, who you're picking as a captain, and all that. But our teams are already out in the open since the beginning of the week. So our opponents definitely have an advantage against us either way.
Yeah, we're going to be easy to beat. And speaking of, I mean, traffic up, I mean, what I want really, really, really want to do is to beat you both. So that's the one thing, the one goal. And I'm not doing very well because I'm third. So we'll see.
It's good to have healthy motivations.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And it's also a long season.
It is a long season.
A lot can change in a week.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we look at our teams?
Yes, sir.
All right, Vasiliki, you lead us all. You have 742.25 points. So why don't you go first?
Yeah, okay. So I made six changes. Moti Yunus, Nan, Osmani, Butkevicius, thank you so much. Arnas, you've been amazing this week to me. Moore and Coach Ivanovic are all out and in their places. Kabengele, Hifi, Biberovic, Lua Vukabaro, Juani Marcos, and Coach Golematz. I will explain my decision about the coach later on. Here comes my big question, because now we will see my whole roster. I decided to keep Oturu, even though Hapoel is playing against Monaco and there's a very strong option there with Daniel Theiss. Is it right or is it wrong? I want your opinion on that. Also, I wanted to save up a little bit of credits and distribute them otherwise. That's why I traded Nan. It's not because I don't trust him, and he will be back on my team very soon, I think, like it always happens. Apart from that, I had to get rid of Osmani because, unfortunately, he was injured. Also, I finally got the chance to get Nadir Hifi, who has been playing fantastically. This year, he is the leader of the team now without shorts. And he's also the all-time leading scorer of Paris now. He surpassed DJ the previous week in all competitions. So that's about it.
So, believe in bounce back, Nan?
I do believe in bounce back, Nan. But I wanted to get the extra points like from Cabarro, because he has been playing great and there's the injury situation. And also, Hifi might have another great night and he won't be on my team. And I say, why don't I ever get Nadir on my team? And all these existential questions that I have going on every week.
All this makes sense, but I'll just remember, it was not that long ago where you said, I'm going to get rid of Sasha Vazenkov because I need more points for other players.
Yeah.
I don't remember. How did that work out for you?
Not great.
Okay.
But if you answer to my dilemma about Oturu, maybe I will get rid of Oturu and get Nan back and get a cheaper center there. So we will all be happy.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm also considering Oturu. I'll get back to it. But he's also the top scorer of the league right now. So that also counts. He also usually gets less PAR than points, but that's not always the case. So we'll see what's going on against Partizan, which I'm sure Obradovic will have something prepared for him being the star of the team. It's not going to be easy for him, but he should get his numbers for sure.
I like Hifi a lot, but as we spoke before about Carson Edwards, he's in that category. You get him when you're hot and he's scoring, he's going to give you lots of numbers, but a bad shooting night and he goes shh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm next. I have two options. I could go with Dubai and get Kamengele and Petrusev and everybody, but I went with Zvezda because Baskonia is also kind of struggling with injuries, so that's going to be my main thing this week. I only kept two players, Bezenkov, of course, El Presidente stays all the time, and Edwin Jackson. And then I'm not going to even talk about the players I traded, but I'm going to go with the players I have, which are at guard. So I have David Blatt.
David Blatt was a very good point guard also.
yeah, true. He was really good. Tamir Blatt, Sebastian Herrera, Khalid Mir McIntyre, main option, and Atamna, who had a super domestic game, and for 4 credits, I think it's worth a gamble. My main player this week is Chima Moneke. First game against Baskonia, didn't part ways in the best terms, let's say, with the team, and now playing at home, I think he's going to have a monster game. He's my candidate for MVP of the round. I also got Lua Vukabarat, and I think the two centers, which is, I think, the only players I haven't talked about are And Marcio Santos, not very sure of that, but I'm going to go with him anyway. And Dan Oturu. With that in mind, I could go cheaper on one of the guards, especially Vlad, and try to get Kabengele. I'll see you at the end of the round. But so far, I'm keeping Oturu because he's been really rock solid until now. So, thoughts?
Overall, I like it. There's a lot of overlap also in our team, so it makes sense that I would like it. However, and let me speak of Santos, who has he had a really nice game last night in the Israel League, and Katar seems to like him a lot, and his numbers are pretty good for the minutes. He's just not getting 25, 28 minutes, so that does cap his upside. And although it's probably the end of your bench, but I believe Edwin Jackson sat out in the French League yesterday with an injury.
No, I think he played. But anyway, we'll see. One thing I want to say, I want to send a message to Chima Moneke. Last time I chose you as the MVP of the round, the potential MVP of the round was last year, Baskonia against Alba Berlin, and you had a -5. So please prove me right this time, Chima.
You know,
I need it.
Next to your shoulder. Do you know that? If you look next to yours, he's right
here.
There.
Please, Chima. Do it right. I mean, do the right thing.
He's not even making eye contact. He's looking away.
Yeah. Because he's focused. He's focused on the game. That's why.
Okay, we're good. All right. Well, I only made 4 moves this week, even though I had unlimited. I actually stripped down the entire team except for Vezenkov and rebuilt. And I kept coming back to the guys who I like. So the 4 who I added are Tamir Blatt. There you go, Javi. I like that one. Nate Rivers from Valencia. Dan Oturu. I guess we all now have Dan Oturu. And Coach Sasha Obradovic. There's too many other guys already on my team who I really like, and I saw no reason to get rid of them. They're my guys. They're my superstars.
Always.
I mean, that's little I can say. Only that you don't have Moneke, and that's gonna be well, a bad decision for him. That's all.
I mean, I have another Zvezda forward who's playing great.
Yeah.
So, I don't think you can come out and say that. Look, those are they're pretty much their go-to guys right now. Also Miller McIntyre, but a forward. Those are their 2 guys. I don't know. They're both going to have big games, but Noir is taking that second-year EuroLeague jump. And I like it. So I'm riding him.
I saw him making some statements the other day, and he said, like, last year he also had some personal issues and he wasn't really himself, but now he feels much, much better and trusted also by the team and Red Star. So that explains a lot his upgrade.
For sure, but I think it's in general more than that, right? I think even without knowing what those personal issues are, just being in Europe for the second year, it's easier to handle those things.
Yeah.
You've made those adjustments, off the court adjustments to when finding time to speak with your family and how to interact and how to bring people over and all those things that really do affect your on court performance. We've seen with a lot of guys. There's a handful of guys this year, second year in the EuroLeague, who American guys. Come over and they've you know, it's been a nice jump. So I'm all on Jordan Wara right now. I think I'm the only one who has him, right? He's my guy.
Yes, he's your guy. But who is your captain?
Oh, let's talk about captains. So as Javi so astutely put it before, take advantage of the Wednesday game, get somebody who you never know. So I've got Tamir Blatt as my Wednesday captain. I've got Nuara as my Thursday captain. And if neither of those guys explodes, I have old faithful Sasha Bezenkov as my Friday captain.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty much the same that I have, only trading Nuara for Moneke. I have Tamir Blatt as my first captain because he's the only player who plays on Wednesday.
Santos.
I have Santos too, but I like Tamir Blatt better. So I'm going to have Moneke. Like I said, my candidate for MVP of the round is Moneke, so I'm going to go with him. And if he's not, if he doesn't play well, let's say 25 or under, I'll go with El Presidente Sasha Bezenkov.
It always comes down to El Presidente. But before El Presidente, I will have Fyodor Kabengele as my coach. I don't have any players from either Maccabi or Real, so I'm going with the big fella. He has been producing double-double over double-double. Dubai seems to have built some sort of confidence, and both EuroLeague and the ABBA League. Kabengele has been playing great. He's the main option at the center, so I think that's a pretty good choice for turn two. And I'm still not sure about Oturu against Thais. So I was in between these two and Kabengele won. And always, 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 Sasa Vozenkov is the go-to guy. So if Fyodor doesn't do the job, Sasa will do it for sure.
Kabengele, who, if I'm not mistaken, Javi, you should know this, he's related to Dikembe Mutombo, right?
Yeah, his nephew, I think. His nephew, 100% guaranteed.
So last season, I jumped on his train early in the Euro Cup, and it helped me to a very high finish, not as high as number one. But I think I was top 30 overall last year overall, and that's because I jumped on him early. Yeah, he's great. I wish I had him, but not enough points. Should we talk about our coaches?
Yes.
The real question is, we had started the season talking about the Asvel rule, but is there actually the Baskonia rule?
There is a Baskonia rule. I have Sasa Obradovic as head coach. I consider both. I really discarded everybody else. So I had the option to go with Dubai, like in general, to pick Kabengele, to pick Petrusev, and to pick Golematz. And I went the other way. I picked Miller McIntyre, Moneke, and Obradovic. So, yeah, I'm picking Obradovic as head coach.
I'm wondering why didn't you choose to like go 50-50 and get some from the other team as well? But you do you. Okay. Yeah. I won't get in the middle. I went the other route and went with Golematz and Kabengele. To be honest, I don't think... I'm not sure if we have established the Asvel rule right now, because they really gave a hard time to Monaco in the domestic league. They were up by 16 points, but they finally lost the game 102-98.
It's a defensive struggle.
Yeah, but I think Dubai is on a roll, so I'm trusting Golematz.
So I went with Obradovic only because they're at home. I looked at both teams. I think those are both good options, but... You know, where you have an advantage, take the advantage. One team's at home, that's going. Plus the new coach also, you know, he came in, won the first two games. I'm rolling with that.
Okay. I like it.
Okay, so it's time for our Get Featured, Get Rewarded. Now, for those who don't remember, this is when fans send in comments and then we read them on the air and all three of us have to react instantly. So, let me pull up. We're going to go first to Vasiliki.
Okay.
It's a hot take, which we need to respond to. Matthias Lissor will leave Panathinaikos after he is healthy and join Partizan.
You mean after he's healthy? Like when? Like in 3 years when his contract expires? Because there is no out of his contract. Not even an NBA out, and certainly not a EuroLeague out. But if you're asking me if Matthias will someday return to Partizan and finish his career there, maybe. But right now, he's staying in Athens.
Maybe is a strong response. Maybe.
I don't know who asked. If it's a Partizan fan, if it's an Oli fan, if it's a Panathinaikos fan, I'm not sure from the question. But Matthias is staying green for the time being.
Okay, so now, Javi, for you. Who is the first coach to lose his job this season?
Well, that's Sfairopoulos, because he already lost his job. But right now, it's difficult. Very difficult question. I'm going to go with Galbiati of Baskonia, because they're last, basically. Nothing personal against Baskonia, because I got a lot of heat from Baskonia fans lately. Not people in general, friends of mine who are Baskonia fans who text me WhatsApp, especially after we did this ranking on Instagram. But I'm gonna go Galbiati anyway, because that's what I think. If they don't win enough games, he could be first to go.
I will say, just to defend your honor, Javi, that it's pretty unfair for Baskonia fans to sit here picking on them right now when they're the only team without a win in the league.
Yeah, well,
okay. My question is from Matteo Biffi. Hi, Matteo.
Nice nickname.
It's a pleasure to listen to your comments every week. What's your best strategy? 7 or 8 or 9 players to choose in your lineups? Thanks and good luck. For me, it's 9. There was a time I even tried to squeeze in 10. I would start building my team by going to the end and looking for guys who are 5 or 6 credits who might give me something. I moved away from that. But I just think that, as we saw with Nunn, who who's an absolute superstar, last season's MVP, and he had a negative game. I try to have as many players could possibly contribute, as many options as possible. It never hurts to have a good player on your bench, even if you only get 50%. Of course, we all want to have the Sasha Vezenkovs, and I know Javi doesn't agree with me, but that is my strategy. Nine players didn't contribute.
No, because you say that every player of yours is a superstar. I mean, and now you're going down to 9 to 8. I mean, what the hell is that? Like, where's your consistency, man? I mean, come on.
There are superstars like the one and only Seb Herrera, who is 4.4 credits, but he contributes. He's part of the team. You need 12 guys on a real basketball team, 10 plus a coach on our fantasy team to win. Everyone's got to contribute. Seb Herrera is one of my superstars, even though he's not very expensive. All right, let me remind you guys, send us comments every week. You can see right now the QR code on the screen. Scan it and then send us your questions, bold predictions, EuroLeague stories, strategies. Share it with us. We'll read 3 every week on the episode, and selected winners may win some EuroLeague prizes. All right, guys, it's been another great episode. Anything you want to add before we part ways?
Yeah, I didn't answer to my hot take about Tari.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I believe now it's time for Tariq to have a great, 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 great game, because it's a Turkish derby. He was one of the MVPs of Fener in the other Turkish derby against Halatay in the domestic league. And I believe he can repeat that.
Let me help you out there. This is what you meant to say. It's Tariq time.
Yes, you can say that.
You can say that.
No. I'm keeping it for later on in the season.
Okay.
But this will be a new nickname for now on.
Okay, Javi?
No, just speaking on nicknames, we have to stop coming up with nicknames for Kendrick Nunn. I mean, there are plenty of players in the league to always be picking on the right guy. So yeah, but I don't know. Good luck to everybody, and good luck to everybody, especially in the start of the Trophy Cup, which is going to be exciting. And that's it.
Yeah, all right. So next week we'll go to No Nickname None.
Okay.
It's a deal.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can get us not only here on YouTube, but also wherever podcasts can be listened to. Download, listen while you're working out. Although if you're working out, then you can't update your teams, and so maybe don't do it while you're working out. But whenever you can, listen to the podcast. Send us comments, interact with us on social media, or here on YouTube at the bottom, leave comments, and Javi and I will do our best to answer any comments you leave. We're here every Monday, and can't wait to see you again next week.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.